The receivers Houston signed to patch the Jaden Higgins hole did not make it to September. At Sunday's cutdown, the Texans released Zay Jones and Sterling Shepard, the two street veterans added 8 days earlier, along with Justin Watson, per the club's transaction report, with Aaron Wilson at KPRC2 reporting the Watson move. The actual answer had arrived the previous Tuesday. Houston traded for Patriots receiver Kayshon Boutt, sending safety Jalen Reed back in a straight player-for-player swap, per the club's official transaction report. DeMeco Ryans connected the dots himself 2 days later, adding Kayshon is a big get for us. We know we lost a significant player for us in Jaden Higgins, he said, calling Booty still an ascending player with a lot to improve upon, per Jared Koch at Texans on SI. Booty caught 33 passes for 551 yards in 14 games last season, and the room lost one more name on the way to the deadline. Tank Dell was placed on injured reserve with a return designation, per Koch, which shelves him for at minimum the first 4 games, the Bills, Colts, Bengals, and Cowboys. It is his first roster move since the multi-ligament knee injury of December 2024, after he had returned to practice this camp. The receivers on the initial 53, per the team's official roster page, Nico Collins, Boutt, Xavier Hutchinson, rookie Jalen Noel, and undrafted rookie Jared Wayne. 5 receivers, 1 in the building since Tuesday. The full Sunday ledger, per the club's transaction report, 20 players waived and 10 veterans released, including tight end Brevin Jordan, cornerback Bryce Hall, and safety George Odom. Quarterback Brett Rypien's release, first reported by Wilson on Saturday, settled the third quarterback audition our last episode described. Nobody won it, and Houston is carrying 2 quarterbacks, C.J. Stroud and Davis Mills, on the initial roster, per Wilson's reporting. 2 trades sat in the same report. Interior lineman Jarrett Patterson went to the Niners and tackle Nate Thomas, a 6'5", 330-pound 2025 seventh-round pick, came from the Cowboys, with 2027 seventh-round picks moving each way, per Koch. Koch's read on the pairing. Patterson was squeezed on the interior by rookie Keelan Rutledge and Evan Brown, and Thomas is tackle insurance for a line that suddenly needed some. Ryans's comments on the cuts came Friday night, before the names were known. I wish I could say the news gets easier, the years I've been a head coach, but it's never easy, per Koch. And no comments from general manager Nick Caserio surfaced in the window. Why the line needed insurance is the answer to the battle we left open. Our last episode framed right tackle as 3 candidates, Trent Brown, Braden Smith, Blake Fisher, with an or on the depth chart and no announcement. The competition ended without one. Smith suffered a plantar fascia injury in his foot during the joint practice week in Charlotte and is expected to miss a few weeks, though the injury is not considered season-ending, per Koch. That makes Brown the frontrunner to start week 1 against the Bills, per Koch, and it flipped Fisher from projected fourth tackle on the bubble to secure. Ryan said Fisher would get the award for the most improved offensive lineman this year, per Koch. Fisher made the 53, per the team's roster page, and so did Smith, though Koch wrote that an injured reserve move remained possible. The unit behind the shuffle earned its own review. After Wednesday's joint practice in Charlotte, Ryan said, "The offensive line was really the bright spot for me watching the offense," per Koch. The finale, briefly. The Panthers beat the Texans 16-13 on Friday at Bank of America Stadium with most Houston starters rested, per Koch, closing in 0-3 preseason that files under nothing. The performances that read differently now. Rypien went 13 of 23 for 101 yards with a touchdown and an interception, then was released. Odom had 7 tackles and an interception off Kyle Trask, then was released. Koch framed the outing as bolstering his practice squad case, though nothing can be signed until waivers clear. Rookie linebacker Aiden Fisher led the defense with 12 tackles and made the 53. The quiet story on this roster is defensive end. Dylan Horton tore his Achilles and went on injured reserve Wednesday, ending his season, per Koch and the club's transaction report. Jadeveon Clowney, lower leg, and Dominique Robinson, calf, the projected 3rd and 4th ends per Koch, both got hurt late in camp, and Robinson was released at cutdown. Ali Gay went on injured reserve with his knee injury, Solomon Bird was waived injured, and Derek Parrish, signed Wednesday to cover the shortage, was waived 4 days later, all per the club's transaction reports. Behind Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter, this position will be worth tracking on the wire. Elsewhere, linebacker EJ Speed and safety MJ Stewart went to reserve, physically unable to perform, and safety Jamarcus Ingram to injured reserve with a return designation, per the same report. The backfield our last episode called down to one healthy body behind David Montgomery and Woody Marks resolved to three backs, Montgomery, Marks, and British Brooks, per the team's roster page, with Noah Whittington and Jahar Jordan among the four backs waived. Wade Woodaz, sidelined by a broken thumb when we last filed, made the 53. Back in July, we previewed Houston as a 12-win team whose record leaned on the parts our data trusts least, a plus 16 turnover margin and the league's number one defense, both exposed to regression, with the league's worst red zone finishing as the fixable flaw. Last week, we called the receiver patch, not plan. Cut Day made that line literal. The patches were released, the trade was kept. The red zone fix now runs through Collins, a boot acquired 5 days before the roster deadline. Hutchinson, a rookie and an undrafted rookie, at least until Dell is eligible in week 5. And the defense's side of the wager now has its own asterisk at defensive end depth. Complicated it was, complicated it stays. What to watch next? The waiver wire and the practice squads behind it, where Odom, Ripien, Jones, Shepard, and the rest of Sunday's names land is the next episode's job. Then whether Braden Smith stays on the 53 or the injured reserve move Koch wrote about happens, and what the first depth chart against the Bills says about Boot's role. We'll check back once the claims and the practice squads are in. Data via NFL Verse.